All right. Hey, good afternoon. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. It's a Friday. It's a busy day because after the show, I'll head over to Port Huron High School tonight. And we've got girls softball on the stream at 7 o'clock. Crosstown rivals Port Huron Northern and Port Huron High playing under the lights tonight. Also want to remind you, starting next week on Thursday, we'll have J.D. Jowett from Golf Country on the program at 3:40. And J.D., of course, we do this every summer. He'll be around, we'll have him, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll have him 6 times over the course of the summer spread out there for your golf tips. Every tip he gave me last year was brilliant, and I still couldn't execute. Joe Pace Sr., head coach of the Prowlers, is here, and you don't like golf at all, so I don't even want to talk
golf. I know the whole family already. Wendy, J.D., Grandpa, Grandma, the grandkids, I've met them all.
You're in there, what, how many times a week?
4 or 5.
The last time you were here, you and Bobby McKillop were still out in the parking lot talking about golf an hour after the show was over.
2.5 hours after the show was over, we were still there.
I went home after an hour. I said, I got to go, guys.
Well, the two go together. You have golf and you have hockey. One, you know, is beautiful and the scenery's nice. And the other one, you're trying to, you know, kill your opponent. So they're very similar.
They're very similar. Yeah, one time I throw a club and the other time I throw a stick. Anyways, J.D. will be in on Thursday, the 25th. During the 3 o'clock hour for his first visit. And I don't know if he'll bring anybody with him, but every once in a while they even bring their stuff in here. And last year, you know, I took a swing, and it's a little hard in here. I took a swing, and I don't want to give you the results, but their little computer showed all 500 things that's wrong with my swing.
Oh, you brought the little simulator?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a cool piece of equipment.
The TrackMan or whatever they have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on it a couple weeks ago, and he's looking to upgrade it to a new one. I might have to drop by that day.
Take a swing, see how it goes.
You know what? And if you're a golfer, and I'm new to the area, but I could tell you what, it's a beautiful facility, and they're all nice people. And, I mean, it's like going home.
Yeah, yeah. So JD will be here. Always a lot of fun when he's here. Let's talk a little hockey. A couple things been going on. You guys had your expansion draft for Winston-Salem. We did lose 3 guys there. Interesting, there are 2 teams in the league that didn't lose anybody.
We lost 3?
Whitmire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about
Kilgore and Chang, right?
Yeah.
We didn't lose anybody else.
Well, I was on the phone with the president of GM Scott Brand probably about 2 minutes after it was posted going, what are you doing? Why'd you take my guys? So we're in negotiations to work on a couple things to see if we could get a couple of those guys at least back in the mix because I like them a lot. They're good guys off the ice and good guys on the ice, and that's what I preach.
Yeah, and I kind of said that to the show that we announced those moves. I said, you know, don't read too much into it. 2 guys that we lost last year in the expansion draft were 2 of our best players because we got them back. Because we lost Whitmire last year to Watertown, but we got them back before the season started. And Matt Beer went to St. Clair Shores. I don't know what St. Clair Shores was doing all of last year. But they gave us Matt Beer back for like a case of beer or something. And a couple of Doritos.
No pun intended. A beer for a beer.
Beer for a beer. And he was well worth it. Second half of the season, he turned into a man and played some really good hockey for you.
It's been all that good coaching. He's another one. Great guy off the ice. Keeps everyone loose. You know, jokester. But when you strap him on and go out there, he's all business. He's all business.
He's got that amazing shot, but he'll run into anybody. He won't back down from anybody. That's blue collar guy.
Oh yeah, and I don't know if you caught the Winston-Salem games. I actually played him at D, and I was shocked. He was probably one of our best D that weekend in Winston-Salem, and I continue to use him, up front and on the back through the rest of the season. Oh, yeah.
In a league like this, in the minor leagues, it's beneficial if you got guys that can go anywhere on the ice and do a good job for you, because you never know. You get a guy go down. It's hard to find players at the last second. You're a morning skate. Guy takes one off the ankle. Can't go. You're down to 3D.
Exactly.
It's nice to know you can put somebody back there and they'll be reliable.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's key. You know, when you're building your squad, you're limited to like 12 protected players, and then you could only have 18 rostered. So the flu, an ankle, a knee, stitches, and all of a sudden, you know, you're dressing 12, you know, players. Someone better be able to play either forward or D. It's funny because during practice a few times with injuries, I had more D on the ice than I had forwards. We couldn't even do the drills that we were trying to do. So you know the program.
I know the program. Berlin dropped out this week. I don't know. You don't look surprised to me, but I mean, yeah, they were a win away from being the champions of the league, and I know they're out in the middle of nowhere, but
no, they had a great squad.
This is a tough one for me.
No, they had a good squad. I don't know what word I want to use. Geographically, it was a long haul. It's from Port Huron, Danville, even Dayton. I've, you know, been on the bus 18, 20 hours. I mean, nice community behind their players. I don't know the logistics of the finances and whatnot, but they had a really good team, and when I first played against them this year with Port Huron, they were a rough battle. They came back the next time, and I got them two in a row, I think. But Andre did a good job out there, a lot of talent. But, you know, if you can't move forward financially, you know, at some point in time, it doesn't make sense. So, you know, there's a few guys on the roster. I'm going to see if I could get in the dispersal draft, yeah. You call it. So.
Yeah, they got one or two guys that I like. I know which guy you like. Or I'm just guessing which guy you like. I bet all the other teams are talking to him too.
44?
Yeah, fan favorite.
Well, he's from Michigan.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he already told me he loved me, and I told him I loved him, so hopefully it'll work out.
I think he had more penalties than the rest of the league.
more than Joe Jr.
Which is hard to believe. he was the landslide leader in the league this year.
You know what?
He improved his game too.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I know we're talking about Nick, but you know, and I'm going to tell you something right now, and I hope Andre doesn't get mad at me. They had Danville down. Was it 2-1?
2-1.
They had to put the nail in the coffin, and if I watched every second of every minute of every playoff game, and he didn't play enough when it came down to finishing it. I mean, I'm telling you honestly, if they would have put him on the ice, whether it was every third, fourth, fifth shift to do his thing, they would have closed that series out in Berlin.
You've said it before. You believe the way to beat Danville is to bang them.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. That you've got to be physical with them in the time you drop the puck to start the game right to the final horn to wear them down.
Another talented group. Hats off to them for winning a championship. But, you know, and you've been around it long enough, there's certain games that you have to play a different style. And if you do all the little things the right way, they're not going to want to come out and play.
Hey, there are a lot of good teams that are like that. You watch the Blackhawks. I watch the Red Wings every year, and I know that if you're physical with the Red Wings, they don't want to come out and play.
Well, they had a lot of those off players, and they don't like to go in certain areas.
Well, one did, but he got hurt, and that was a shame because Konstantinov he could play on my team any day of the week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, some of the other offs, they didn't like it.
No. No.
As good as they were.
Oh, the one that went home is probably one of the best hockey players to play the game.
Yeah. Well, I would agree. The U.S. got, I don't know if you've been watching any of this World Championship.
Last night?
Losing to Finland 2-0. They had had such a great tournament up until that game.
6-0.
Everybody's down on them because I guess it was a really poor effort. Or was Finland good? Are we not giving Finland credit for playing good?
Their goalie played very well, and they did what they had to take time and space away from the U.S. I think, was it after two periods, they only had like 16 shots on goal, the U.S.?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good scouting, good coaching, good system implemented. The guys played into it, and they did everything they had to do to, limit the chances.
And we couldn't talk Patrick Kane to come over and play. So,
what about
it's
that
big
guy?
Big ice, man.
What about that guy from Arizona that plays in Toronto? Is he a U.S. guy?
Yeah, Matthews.
Oh, I forgot his name. I'm kidding. Yeah. Where was he?
Yeah.
Resting?
That's true, too. He's a young kid, too. He's got lots of energy, you'd think.
Those are the guys that are supposed to be there. Sometimes the veterans, whether it's Kane, you've done your time, we'll call it. But the young guys that are new in the league that could play, they should be there. I don't know if he's injured or... Babcock told them stay home or whatever, but, U.S. first, right?
Yeah. I would probably think that they told him to stay home because I think a kid, he wants to play hockey, right? You're a young guy. Chance to get some more experience.
Plus you're playing for your country.
Yeah, playing for your country. So I'm sure that had more to do with the team telling him we'd rather you didn't go do that.
Well.
Because let's face it, who remembers if you win that tournament anyways? I don't remember who won last year.
But not to lose track. Did you see that little segment they did with our favorite announcer? It was after a playoff game the other night, two nights ago. It was Gretzky, Bobby Orr, Lemieux, Taze, and Crosby. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it was a beautiful thing. They're all sitting around the table talking about the cup and the eras and how it's changed and stuff like that. And almost every one of them said that hoisting the cup and playing for their country are the two most important things. All of them have won the MVP of the playoffs. They said that was secondary or third behind the cup and the country.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing.
It is an important thing. It'll be interesting, too, with the whole Olympic thing. Because so far, Ovechkin's the only guy that said, hey, look, I'm going to play for my country. Everybody else is keeping quiet about it. But at some point, somebody's going to speak out on the player side.
That might be the only team that Ovechkin gets to play for. It's either going to be him or the coach. It's one or the other coming down.
I'll tell you what. If they want to trade him, I'll take a shot at him. He can play on my team.
Oh, yeah. I met him at the draft in 04. I was there with Montoya. He's a nice guy, and he's a great hockey player. He can't win the big one.
Yeah.
We don't know why.
Yeah. You mentioned all those guys. In your opinion, who was the best of the best? Was it Lemieux? Was it Gretzky? Was it Orr? I mean, those are the big three for me.
Bobby Orr has to be one. If he didn't have the bad wheel, the records would be so far, I don't think anyone could touch him. I mean, he led the league in scoring as a defenseman. He changed the way the game was played, correct?
Yeah, and he would have played.
Long time.
10 more years?
Oh, yeah.
10 more. He'd have played 10 more years.
Well, you know the last team he played for, right?
Yeah, the Blackhawks. And
no.
he was playing with like one leg.
I watched him. I was there. He was still doing the fake slap shot, the spinorama at the blue line on one leg. But I have to have Orr. I'm going to go one. And the other one that, pretty much changed the game size, but Lemieux.
Yeah.
Gretzky's up there, but, when you look at those two guys, they're, athleticism, they're unbelievable.
Yeah, and in Lemieux's case, when he first came into the league, Pittsburgh wasn't very good. He made some not-so-good hockey players good. Like, who was Warren Young? But he had 40 goals the year he played alongside Lemieux. You know, Dan Quinn had 100 points playing alongside Lemieux. A lot of guys that... Rob Brown was another one. Yeah, over 100 points playing with Lemieux. Nothing when he got around anybody else. Doug Shedden went in there and had a 40-goal season. Randy Cunnyworth. I mean, come on. Who are these guys? Well, I never heard of them.
You're giving your age away.
Well, that was now, that was in my wheelhouse.
And think about the points in the Cups with one, the bad back, and I did believe it was Hodgkins.
Yep.
You know, that slowed him down. Otherwise, he would have played a lot longer also.
Yeah, he had some things that a lot of guys would have just retired and not bothered again, and he kept coming back and fighting through it. And didn't lose a step. He was still as great a player as he ever was.
I think I said this on a previous show. I use him all the time when I'm trying to explain to the boys, the most dangerous guy on the ice is the guy without the puck, and he was the best at it. It looked like he wasn't moving. He had no energy, and all of a sudden he'd jump in the hole, hit a spot, puck's on his stick, and boom, it's in the back of the net. Right or wrong?
Yeah, absolutely.
Gretzky knew where everyone was at. Lemieux knew how to get to where they weren't at. Is that bad grammar? Good hockey.
Good hockey. Before we wrap it up, ticket packages are available for Prowlers Hockey. Let's get the early jump on this.
Oh, yeah. We're Allison, Junior, myself, Lauren, we've been working on a lot of things to make it exciting for next year with flex tickets, the suites. We're going to be doing some work to the suites to enhance that. We're working on some seating around the glass. There's going to be a suite right near the corner where the bar is for people that want to come out and party near the bar. So it's exciting already, and we're in May, I believe.
Yeah, Brady and I were going through the prices the other day. Very inexpensive, very easy way to entertain yourself this fall and winter. Just go out and watch the Prowlers play. Oh, yeah, and the team's pretty good, too.
Yeah, when we win, the boys play great, and when the team doesn't win, I don't do my job. So that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah, but you're a big enough man to – A, admit it, and B, take it.
Oh, no problem. And, the corporate sponsorship and, the town, all the businesses, the community, I mean, it's awesome to be part of it. It's been 3 months, the involvement, but I could see the excitement, and it really is a hockey town.
All right, Coach Joe Pace Sr. joining us today on a Friday. Just really getting started here. I got a lot coming up. I do want to remind you, at 7 o'clock tonight, I'm over at Port Huron High for girls softball. Under the lights, the crosstown rivals, Port Huron High and Port Huron Northern, will get together. We'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue here on the show.